Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ants, stop the ants. Jealous friends, opinions, man. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your job holds.
Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome to listeners from all over the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you get a chance to and to join us live tonight. Our link online is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. Our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite platforms out there, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Amazon, Audible. I'm sure I'm leaving out a couple, but just type in a search, Original Lyric Stream Radio in Google, and you'll see quite a few more. So check us out there on their websites and also their apps. This radio show concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyric Stream, and this was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and their music. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. Let me spell my last name. It's S in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I have recorded two full albums, Original Lyric Stream and Constructive or Destructive. I also produced Cam Lorum's full album, Writing in the Stars. And as of June 30th, released my own Causeway Bridge EP with five new original songs. And then Tuesday, September 6th, I released a new single titled Dream. So I have six new tracks out there, and they're all doing really, really well. So, again, just type in my name in the search in Google, and I'm sure you'll see a lot of activity with the new songs coming up. Let me bring in my technical engineer, Bill Miller, doing so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Hi, Bill. Please welcome our audience to the episode tonight.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you could join us tonight. Stick around. We got yours truly here on the interview, and you're going to hear some of my very first original songs. So stick around. That'd be something you don't want to miss, I'm sure. Hey, if you like our show, tell your friends about us. Share our link. We sure would appreciate your help and support with that. Also, subscribe to the show, and you can do that by, just like what Russell said, do a search for us. You'll find us everywhere. That way, you'll never miss a show. If you get some episode that you really like, you can play it over and over again. Also, on Blog Talk Radio, there's a comment section. Feel free to leave us a comment. We'd be glad to hear from you. We read them all. And you can also leave our guest a message and a comment section. I'm sure they'll be glad to hear from you, and we all thank you for your support.
Well, okay, it's time for our next guest interview, and Bill will stay with me right here. You are viewing a slideshow, everybody, of our own, very own, Bill Miller. We just thought, let us get to know Bill a little better. I mean, you hear him in this segment every week, and you know, Bill has developed some very unique music of his own he would like to share with us tonight. And Mr. Bill Miller, you have your own episode. What do you know?
How about that?
All right. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready. Let's get going.
All right. Well, let's play a great track that Bill has composed, and we'll talk about it on the other side. This is titled Thrash.
Thank you.
everybody. That's Thrash, and let me officially introduce my technical and sound engineer for Original Lyric Stream Radio since our beginning episode in May 2019, Bill Miller. Thank you so much for being our guest tonight and joining me.
You're welcome. Glad to be out front here for a change instead of hiding in the shadows.
We're going to get to know Bill a little better in the next 35 to 40 minutes. And so, Bill, we just heard Thrash. It's a fairly new instrumental composition from you. And I want to discuss and talk to you about how this was composed. So I know in conversations we've had, you mentioned to me about backing tracks have been done this way. And with your engineering background, you actually composed the tracks we're going to hear tonight online with your own personal, you know, thoughts and chord structure. Explain to everybody, Bill, this process and the inspiration behind this song and the title Thrash.
Well, basically, it's a format that you use. It's probably been around for a long time. It just, you know, people never just talked about it or anything. But you still go through your basics. You know, you still have to get your chord structure and your style and your tempo and your whatever you're going to use, your instruments and so forth. You still have to balance it all out. And when you finish and you're happy with it, you still have to do your master. I think it probably came into more use, I would think, during COVID, because people couldn't get out. And there were so many people that wanted to record their songs, and they were desperate to find ways. I know a lot of people use Skype, other people use Zoom, different things. So it was another source that you could use to make your music. I know at one of the festivals, a gentleman came up and he had a laptop, a chair, and a microphone. And I'm like, what's this guy doing? And he introduced the song, played it, and then he talked about it. I also had another one that played the backing tracks, and he just sang to it. And one day when I was up in St. Augustine, I heard this music, and I was like, wow, where's this coming from? Because it sounded like it was an orchestra or something. And I walked up to the stage, and it was just two guys with an acoustic guitar, and they were playing the guitar, singing, playing backing tracks. So backing tracks is just a technique that you can use to get your music out there. Another way to look at it is to cut costs. Like, say, for instance, you got a song and you need a whole orchestra. Well, you know, that can get pretty expensive. So this is just another way that you can still, you know, get your songs out there, cut costs, so forth.
Yeah.
Thrash came from the drum beat in that came from a guy that I knew. And I really liked what he was doing with the snare drum, and it always stuck in my head. And so with that, and I always liked the driving guitar, so I put the two together, and I just said, and that's what I came up with. The title itself comes from, like, thrashing the guitar, or water thrashing up against a box, stuff like that. So that's how.
Yeah, you make a very good point, Bill, regarding, you know, the last couple of years, and artists couldn't go into the studio. So they were trying different techniques, doing something different. And you're right. I mean, backing tracks are used in music today quite a bit. So it's amazing, you know, how you put this together and, to add your personal touch to it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's something I think that you're probably going to hear more and more of in the future. And just because of the way things are going, and not just what we went through with COVID and stuff, but cost as well. But it does not eliminate studios, because people still do this and send it to the studios to give them a master track. So it's just another source with your songs.
Well, Bill, tell our listeners, you know, where you're originally from and where you reside today.
I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland, a little town called Rosedale, and I'm living in Central Florida now in a little town called Deland.
Which is beautiful, everybody. Check it out online. Bill was talking about the festivals earlier. We have both taken part in a three-city original song festival, and Deland is one of the cities, one of the most beautiful downtown areas you will ever see, very historic, just a great place to have, you know, outdoor music and festivals being planned, and check out Deland, Florida online. Tell me, Bill, about your musical background, and I know you were in a band for a while at a very early age, and you played a lot of gigs, but in addition to being an instrumental, you know, composer, you're also a songwriter as well. So talk about that.
Sure. I started back around, I guess, 1965 through 1970, probably. And I was with a group. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to a guy that was in the band with me, because he got me back to playing the guitar again after 45 plus years. Mr. Jim Gilbert, he played lead, rhythm, and bass with us. And he went on, and he's still playing music today. And he was inducted as a bass player into the Maryland Music Hall of Fame, also for the band that he was in. And, you know, congratulations, Jim. I don't know anybody that deserves it more than what you do. It was great. We did the basics like everybody. We played in the bars and nightclubs and schools and parties and battle of the bands and whatever else we could find. So we stayed busy.
Who are some of the artists and musicians, Bill, that you look up to today as a mentor?
I was always big on the Bee Gees and the band back then that I was in. We were big into harmony, so the Bee Gees played a huge part. Moody Blues, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Buffalo Springfield, stuff like that. Today, I'm really, really big on Eric Clapton. I just absolutely love Eric Clapton. And I also got into Joe Bonamassa, and I really enjoy listening to Beth Hart.
You know, it's interesting. You know, the Bee Gees are as current today as they were in the 70s. Those harmonies are timeless, and I've actually done, you know, Mend a Broken Heart in coffee house performances before, and I was trying to sing it, you know, just like the Gibb brothers, which is not easy to do.
No, it's not. It's challenging.
They're such beautiful songs.
Beautiful music.
I could name about, you know, 10 or 20. Just incredible. I just want to let everybody know how Bill and I first met. So I was actually on stage with my duo group. So anytime I play out live, I call ourselves Artists One Show. Not a tricky name. It's two artists, plural, on a stage in a show. So there you go.
Right.
But we were in Daytona Beach. Bill was our sound engineer, you know, on that particular stage. And, you know, we both hit it off. You know, we shared the love of music. And I think I originally caught him off guard when I called him. I said, Bill, I'm thinking about, you know, doing a radio show, and I'd like for you to take part, and this is what I would like you to do. So I definitely know I caught you by surprise, right?
Yeah, you sure did. I didn't know what to think of it or make of it, and I was like, do I really want to get involved with this? You know, I really didn't know what to expect or look forward to or anything. But I got to say, I'm so glad I decided to do this. It has been such a pleasure. I mean, with all the guests that we've had and just everything about the show itself, it's been so enjoyable. And it's taken us, believe it or not, and again, technology, it's taken us all around the world. So It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, that's exciting. You know, everybody within the Blog Talk Radio dashboard, there's actually a map of all the countries that have listened. You know, there's varying percentages, you know, some higher, some lower, but you can actually see all the countries that have listened to the show. And but it gives me, you know, chills every time I see it, you know, to think, you know, somebody in Ecuador, you know, is listening to this radio show or wherever. That's incredible. And we're approaching almost episode 160. So that's something to be very proud of.
Yes, it is. And it's amazing, too, because our guests, like you do it, your location is South Florida. I'm Central Florida. And we've had guests from Australia, England, all over. So it's amazing how the show even comes together with the technology today.
Yeah. Hats off to Blog Talk Radio. You know, we don't give them enough credit. You know, it's very seamless, you know, their platform and how to use it and, you know, to store tracks. It's incredible. So, you know, hats off to Blog Talk Radio for, you know, again, making my dream come true with having, you know, this this radio show. It's a blessing for sure. Well, let's play another great track from our guest tonight, our own Bill Miller. This is another great one. This is titled "I Told You So." Yeah, that's I told you so. And again, Bill Miller, our own Bill Miller is our guest tonight. And Bill, that's very different from thrash. I really like the groove on that one. Tell us about I Told You So. Great title, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, kind of I kind of went through something like what you did with your Stomp the Ants. Somebody said that, you know, you can't do that and so forth. And I came up with the song and I sent it to him, and I didn't get much of a response. It was kind of like, okay. And I didn't have a title yet. So I thought, what an appropriate title. I Told You So. So that's how that all came about.
I'd like to tell a lot of people I Told You So. That's that's a popular little short sentence that the doubters out there that don't think he can do this or that.
Yeah, I hear you. To get back, I skipped over your thing about lyrics. A quick thing about that, my lyrics, when I write lyrics, come very fast, very quickly. Something that we've talked about many times on the show is having a recorder available. And this one instance is when the lyrics and stuff come to me, it's fast. And it's like a runaway train, you know, be ready, start writing, start recording, whatever. And I was out one day and they hit me and I'm like, oh no. And I found an empty parking lot and I pulled in and I was looking for paper and I didn't have any paper, but I had napkins. So I wrote the song down on napkins. And when I got home, I transferred it into my book. From that point on, I had a recorder on my phone. So everybody, make sure you put a recorder or have something handy.
Yeah, we talk about that every week. And my voice recorder app is now on the very first page. It's on the home screen where I don't have to fumble around for it. It's really a must if you're a songwriter, because you can get a thought anytime. I remember Don Henley saying you got a thought about a song loading the dishwasher. That's really
right,
different.
Right.
But you never know what's going to happen. It could be in the middle of the night, you know, you wake up and you think about it and you got to get that down right away. You can't lose it.
Exactly. And I have gone through where, for whatever reason, I didn't write it down or whatever, and I go back later and forget it. It's lost. I can't find it. I forget what
exactly
I was doing. So.
Well, Bill, tell us about your experience. Bill's a volunteer, and volunteers his time, has done this for many, many years as a sound engineer for the singer-songwriter festivals in DeLand, Ormond Beach, and Daytona Beach, a three-city and it's a rotation every year. And again, how we first met, in fact, I'm going to be performing the 24th of September in Ormond Beach with Artist One Show, myself and Corey Manchester, and Bill will be on a stage as well with different acts coming in. Tell us about this experience, Bill. I know you really enjoy it.
I'm not even really sure how it came about. I think I just went to the festival and I just happened to talk to Phil, who runs it. And anyway, I teamed up. He found out that I was doing sound at our church, and I had been doing it for many years. And he asked if I'd like to volunteer, and I said, sure. Well, my first year, I call it a runner. Basically, that's all I did, was run from stage to stage to stage and fix problems and issues, which really, really wore me out. So he came to me and he says, I got a stage open. The guy decided he's going to go back on the road again. I said, okay. So with that, that's how I started. I got the stages, and tremendous experience. I look forward to it each and every time. I meet so many great artists. I've even had the opportunity to meet a couple of popular ones that out there that's been on my stage. But it's always so interesting. They've always got some great music. So Like you said, you know, the festival in Ormond Beach is coming up September 24th and 25th. I'll be there both days, all day and night. Come out and see me. I'll be at the Casements on stage 4. Say hello. I'll be glad to talk to you. Some of our guests have actually come from the festival that we've met, and we've had them on the show as well. So it's been a terrific experience. I love it.
It's a great help me out, Bill. Phil's last name is
Weiner.
Weiner.
Right.
Phil is, he does an incredible job here, and I have to give him kudos because it's the original artist first, and they only allow one cover song in the set, and everything else has to be original. It's a great concept, and very different. And what attracted me to these festivals immediately is that the original artist comes first, and they want to hear your songs. So it's a great experience. It's a great time, and it's not just music. There's vendors with arts and crafts, and I've seen some interesting vendors over the years. In fact, in DeLand, I think I saw somebody making glass with fire. It was very interesting. But so it's a combination of both arts and crafts and music, and it's just a great great combination, great format. I wish they would do that down here where I live.
Yes, it's really enjoyable. I do Ormond. I've got a great stage here at the Casements. And Daytona's not too bad either. But the land I absolutely love because I'm at Chess Park, which is a little area. It's fantastic. It's great acoustics. And I get some really good artists that come in there and play. I've had standing room only crowds in that little park. It's fantastic. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, we've had some good guests from the festivals. Brian Iannucci and Ari Rose certainly come to mind from those festivals. So, well, everybody, we got another bonus track from our very own Bill Miller tonight, and you heard the first two, very different from one another. This is the third one, and this is titled Inside Within. Thank you. That's a very tender track. That is Inside Within. And let's welcome back Bill. And so, Bill, each of those three tracks, very different from one another. That's a very tender, emotional track. Tell us more about Inside Within.
Yeah, I was after something that was really relaxing, something that you could really kind of enjoy and relax and meditate with, that type of thing. And I didn't want something that was like a lot of the meditation type music. A lot of that stuff's like an hour long. I didn't want it like that. I just wanted something that you could sit and listen to and just relax. When I finished it, I wasn't totally happy with it, and I went back and I added a seashore wave effect, but I wanted it kind of really soft and in the background, and I think that's what really, really made the song for me.
Yeah, very nice. So as you know, Bill, our final question, you've heard this asked by me to many guests over the years, to pay it forward for the new artists out there beginning in music tomorrow. What advice would you give them?
Never give up. You're going to get a lot of people who say you can't do things. Don't pay any attention to it. Just go about your business, do what you're going to do. Study hard, practice, 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 practice. Learn all you can. If you know, you keep at it and you don't give up, you'll get there. You'll eventually get there. Just work at it every day. I mean, look at me. I went back to it 40-some years later, picked up guitar. It was hard. I couldn't get my fingers to do what I wanted them to do. I had to learn the beat and the rhythms all over again. And I found, because of age, I found there was a lot of chords I couldn't make anymore. And you make your adjustments, and if you're serious about it, you won't let it stand in your way. You'll just go after it and go get it. And I practice every single night. So just
That's
go after
advice.
It and practice. You'll get there.
Good advice. A couple of minutes left, Bill. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and also the music we just heard.
Yeah, you can find me on Reverb Nation under Soundman 9. That's the number 9, Soundman 9. You can find me on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and many other sources. And that's under William J. Miller. And you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and that's all under Bill Miller. And you can find my songs pretty much at any of them.
Well, Bill, thanks again for doing this. It's a special episode. It allows our audience to get to know you a little better. And, you know, the opportunity to listen three, very unique tracks that you've created. And it's been a great conversation, my friend. Great episode, which, we'll save and probably will repeat, at some point next year.
Yeah, thanks for letting me get out here and get my music out there so people can hear it. And like always, it's fun.
Absolutely. Well, we're on to next week's episode, my friend. Thanks again for doing this, and I hope you have a great night.
Thank you, Russell. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Good night.
Hey, please, everybody, go online and Google search. You've just heard Bill Miller's three tracks of music. Very good. I know for a fact you could go into Reverb Nation and you could purchase those tracks. So, everyone's working hard out there to compose music. So, purchase a stream, purchase a song, do your part. It'll make the artist feel a whole lot better. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genre. I would love to hear your sound. My name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. We look forward to every episode, Bill and I. We just love doing the show. Thanks again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the ass, jealous friend's opinions.